We welcome you back to our final segment of Motherlode Views this weekend with Tuolumne County Administrator Craig Pedro. Mr. Pedro, during the last segment, we ended talking about the Law and Justice Center property and the projects going on there. One thing we didn't talk about yet was the courthouse project that the state of California is going to be funding. It looks like that money is going to be in the governor's budget.
Right. The funding is in the budget that just passed the legislature and is on its way to the governor's desk. And so if he does sign it, which we fully anticipate that he will, and then hopefully that project can get rolling either spring of 19 or summer fall of 19, and then people can anticipate that taking about 2 years to complete.
You know, once that is funded, the operations and updates and so forth, is that all state funding, or does the county pick up some of that later on?
We will continue to have some level of cost without getting into it too deep. There's a maintenance of effort that we have that extends back to the day when the counties used to run the courts, and there's a certain base level of support that we provide to the court and always will. But those costs should not increase as we move forward. Some counties that have experienced it have seen them try to get us to the courts to pay more of their security costs, sensitive point. But I think we know to defend well in that area and make sure that any new costs and increasing costs are borne by the state.
Before we leave the topic of the Law and Justice Center property and those projects, anything else that's worth pointing out?
Well, BJ, I would just go back on the juvenile facility and bring people back to why we built that facility and wanted to have it in Tuolumne County. And that's that we can make a difference in the lives of our local youth. We'll be more effective in taking care of these kids, not only in the near term, but hopefully turn them away, you know, from maybe a bad start in life and into a better direction as they turn into adults. Yes, it's expensive to operate, you know, the regional juvenile facility. However, I would strongly argue and feel could prove that it'd be far more costly if we don't address those kids and turn them from bad behavior early on, that they will cost the county and all of society that much more money, far more money, if they, you know, go into a bad direction as they become an adult and go into the adult correctional system for the rest of their lives, or become dependent upon other state and locally funded services. We are seeing differences made in the lives of kids when we can, you know, restore them back into a healthy relationship with their families, when we can graduate them so they can go get a job, when we see the partnerships that is occurring with our local businesses and the juvenile facility and actually putting some of those kids to work. And again, moving them in a better productive direction, you know, in their lives. So yes, it's expensive, but it'll be far more expensive moving into the future if we don't do what we're doing and do a better job of taking care of our local youths.
Well, we're coming to a close. We've got a few minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We've been talking a lot about the budget that's going to be voted on next week. You know, any other things to point out in regards to the budget?
Well, just regard to the budget, again, we said we'd balance the budget as we always have. This is my 38th local government budget, 34th with the county of Tuolumne, and we always balance our budget in local government. And I'm very pleased with this budget and that we can do it with integrity. You know, we're, again, matching ongoing expense with ongoing revenues. We're putting monies back into our reserves. We're fully funding, you know, our contingencies. We're continuing all of our core services, you know, of county government. And that includes things like recreation and library. I know there's a lot of folks who were concerned about what we were going to do with this year's budget, but that was always our goal. And I think folks got a little scared when we were talking about these big deltas, these big numbers that we shared earlier in this broadcast. But we also said that, you know, a budget is an iterative process. It starts from the needs from the departments, and you work yourself down to what is a responsible funding level that lives within that we can live within our means with. So I'm proud of this budget. I feel there's integrity to this budget. And hopefully that folks will feel we are being good stewards of their money.
So this will be the preliminary budget, and then there's going to be a final budget approved around September. Is that correct?
Right. It's a two-step process. So this is the preliminary budget. It's really the roadmap for next fiscal year. And then we do a final hearing, typically the first Tuesday in September. And we just freshen those numbers up once we know what is in the state budget, once we know how we ended the year with our fund balances, once we reevaluate all of our revenues. We kind of, you know, recalibrate the budget to reflect all those changes, and that becomes our final adopted budget for the rest of the fiscal year.
Then vote on a few additional requests as well from organizations?
Right. We do. At that hearing, there were two requests that we received. The Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency was looking for a slight increase in their funding for just general operations and also for the food bank. And then also the Tuolumne County Arts Alliance has asked for some form of funding to just help them cover their costs in the upcoming year.
Craig, we've run out of time. Thank you so much for coming on Mother Lode Views today.
Very welcome.
Again, we thank Craig Pedro, Tuolumne County Administrator, for giving us an update on the budget that's going to be voted on this coming Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors meeting. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more of Mother Lode Views.
You've been listening to Mother Lode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Mother Lode. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.